Watch what happens. Watch what happens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that happens?
Happens.
Hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we just absolutely love to talk about and watch and live and experience and dream about. I'm Ben Mandelker. You can also find me on the Game Brain podcast. And joining me is a hilarious man, a wonderful man. There aren't enough candles to give to this man. It's Ronnie Karam. What's going on, Ronnie?
Well, hi.
Hi, how are you? You
good. I'm Lebanese a Domino's candle.
Domino's candle. I'm a, what am I? Well, I'm just in a blue polo shirt. What sort of candle is this generic blue polo shirt?
Preppy college guy shirt candle.
The scent that everyone wants. It smells like stale beer. you guys, we're on Crappens on Demand. If you're new to the podcast, that's where not only do we record this podcast, but we also turn on our webcams and you can watch us doing this podcast. So that's what, then you can see Ronnie's shirt and my shirt. If you're lucky, if you're lucky, you can see Bueller. I can see Bueller right now. I feel very lucky. Other way. Yeah, there's Bueller sleeping on the couch behind Ronnie. That's honestly the best part about Crappens on Demand, to seeing what Bueller's up to. I don't have any adorable animals over here, just a red vase over my head. So
you are adorable.
I might
be adorable enough. Animal. So you're my pet.
I'll be America's pet. Okay, so if you want to be part of this experience, because we have a really fun time doing it, go to patreon.com/watchwhatcrappens and you can sign up at the Crappens on Demand level, which gives you access to all sorts of things like our bonus episode, which this week was part two of Mayor of Easttown. We did a whole two-part bonus episode about Mayor of Easttown, and we had so much fun with it. So if you watched that show and loved it the way we did, go listen to it. That's about all for all that fun stuff. Ronnie,
can I ask
you
a question before we start this?
Please.
Why am I being forced into indentured chrislitude after every episode?
You know what?
Here's the thing. It is really like Stockholm syndrome, because I've been laughing at it. And I only watched the first 2 minutes of it, because that's all they really show. And I'm not putting that shit on my DVR. Okay. I've got enough crap on there. And it's like so scripted and stilted and terrible. But you know, you watch it enough times, it's like I'm being sit there and being kept prisoner, and then I'm like, ha 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 ha, that mamaw, I'm telling you.
I do not understand why it's such a thing, and I
walks around like this. What are these kids talking about with their emojis, mother? What are they saying to each other, mother?
Do people who watch E regularly get upset when E shows Bravo shows? I'm assuming E must show Bravo shows. I get the sense that NBC Universal is always cross-pollinating. And so, unfortunately, if you're a Bravo fan, you get cross-pollinated with E shit. But the only shit that they really cross-pollinate with is Chrisley Knows Best. And I don't know why. I'm with you. I'm like, why? Why do they submit us to this? It feels like every night. You turn to pick up a pencil and you look back up and there's Chrisley. And you're like, I didn't switch it to E. I didn't ask for this.
Right. And I don't want to complain that it's scripted, because obviously it's like obviously scripted, you know, so you don't want to be like, that is so scripted. Like, duh, it's obviously scripted. But learn how to do your lines better. It's like the daughter walks in. She's like, what is everyone doing in here?
Yeah.
Well, we are looking at text on an emoji thing from the kid. These kids and their emojis. I mean, come on.
Like, we know that the majority of reality TV has some degree of scripting involved. Some is more heavily scripted than others. But what I like about Bravo shows is that I feel like Bravo is really good at like hiding the seams, right? Like your hem isn't your hemline's not showing on the Bravo trouser. But E is just basically like, I'm surprised there's not just been an episode yet where they just have like a piece of paper in front of them and they're reading like old fashioned news anchors. Like it is there. It's just like their shows are just so janky. They don't even try. And I now have a new theory that reality shows where interview subjects are now sitting centered and facing the camera directly are the worst reality shows. It's like they can't even be bothered to put them like askew and like give them the three-quarter profile. If they're sitting centered and looking directly in the camera, it's going to be a bad show.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it's like enough of that. But now, like, am I starting to love it? Like, I don't even know anymore. I was laughing at it.
I refuse to engage with you on this part of it because I hear that this is the angle you're going for. And I'm like, I'm not going to let you love it. I will not. Like, I'm not going to co-sign Chrisley knows best. Okay. Rondell knows best.
But that's the thing, because it tortures you. It tortures you. And then you're like, oh, that was funny. I mean, that's why I wrote down the note, because it was on. I was like, God damn this show. But, you know, of course, I'm too lazy to like reach over for the remote control. It's like work. I was like, ugh. So I just kind of sat there. I was looking through my phone and I found myself laughing and I just felt so dirty. It's like if you just like, I don't know, if like just sperm to something gross and you're like, oh, what did I just see on the internet? How did sperm come out? You know, something like that. That's how it felt. I mean, not sperm. That's a bad example, I guess. It's just like you found joy in something completely unexpected and then felt dirty after. That's how I basically felt about it. Okay.
It's like Cadbury cream eggs. Like it. Yeah.
Yeah. It's a Cadbury cream egg. That's a good
where
way
you're
to
like,
it.
Oh, I guess I could have one of these. And then you eat it and you're like, this is good. And then you start reflecting and saying, this is just sweetness, different textures of sweetness with no flavor. And then afterwards you say, why did I do that? Oh, and it's 1,000 calories for that little egg. And then you're like, ugh. But then next week you're in the supermarket again and you buy another one. And you're like, I know it's August and this has been sitting there in this cardboard box for 6 months, but I need to have it.
I guess. I mean, and then speaking of just like sperm, I don't know why. Oh, because we Googled it this week because we were talking about Shaw's of Sunset and Ben had never heard the term jism. He thought it was just jizz. Explaining that jism is a 2-syllable word and that is the Latin root of jizz. So anyway, so and sorry the for the sperm jizz-i. Talk. It's still in my head.
Yeah.
No, it's jism. Well, the you're
plural.
Right. Jizz-i.
Plural's jizz-i.
Jism-i.
If it's jism, it's going to be the jism-i. Plural jizz-i.
Josiah from Top Chef.
Wiz-i? Is it, you pronounce the J like the what?
So speaking of sperm, so I was watching Watch What Happens Live a little bit because Sonia and What's Her Buns Leah were on there. And so I was like, okay, I'll watch a little bit of this. Ridiculous. Sonia's Looney Tunes. So I wrote down in my notes, oh, watch, they're going to play a dick game. Sure enough. They literally played a dick game.
Really?
It had a ruler pop up on the bottom of the screen. It's like, who dictacular? Who's got the bigger wiener on Bravo?
Of course.
And then they would put two Bravo guys next to each other, and you talk about who's got a bigger dick. I mean, wow.
If we ever get asked back to Watch What Happens Live, I demand that we play that game.
All right, let's get into this show.
Let's do it. A big Roni episode with a lot of cringe. This is, you know what? This is this episode we've been waiting for. We've been shocked it's taken so long. We were shocked that Luann was the first one to really stick her foot in her mouth when it came to race relations on Roni with Ebony. But we're always, because everyone's like, we were waiting for the cringy Ramona scene, and it has arrived. It has truly arrived, everyone. Everyone bask in Ramona's cringiness.
You know what? Not as cringy as you would think it was going to be, because I assumed that it was going to be a big race discussion that Ramona was going to say something stupid, and it wasn't at all. It was just it was the good old standard trying to get Ramona to admit that she's a Trumper, which the producers have been trying to do for years. The cast has been trying to do for years, and she will not do it. And she's walked off, you know, she's almost walked off the set of reunions over this question, because I just don't want to discuss it. So they're like, okay, Ebony, your turn, you know. And Ebony was just determined to do it, and Ramona would not budge.
Ramona was definitely in peak Ramona form. I was definitely cringing. And then I was shocked that it somehow ended like warmly and lovingly. I did not see that happening. I was like, oh, here we go. But we begin the episode over in Ebony's apartment. She's in glam and she's getting all dressed up because tonight is her big Harlem party that she's been talking about. She's telling T, her makeup lady, that Ramona's going to be bringing a woman named Bershawn. And then we see, like, 1 week earlier, Ramona saying, you know what? I have this lovely friend named Bernard Shawn. And you know what? Can I bring her with me? Because you know what? I have plans for her that night, okay? Our plan is to walk straight lines until we fall off them from vertigo, okay?
You know what? I think you're going to like each other, okay? Really, for no other reason than you both know that I have vertigo, okay? No other reason, okay?
Yeah. So, you know, Ebony is saying that she's hoping, like the people of Harlem and the culture of Harlem is going to be worth it for the women to be slightly inconvenienced out of, you know, to step out of their little, you know, 5-block radius that they live in. So she's like super excited about this party.
Yeah. And Sonya's like, well, I just know Harlem is a tourist. Yeah. You know, I stay in my neighborhood or you drag me or send me a car service.
Yeah. And I like, she's picking out her outfit and she's like, this is very, very Harlem Nights. It has bell sleeves, but it's also very pandemic. I'm like, I love that Venn diagram of Harlem Nights and pandemic. Like, I never really saw that happening in fashion.
I wish that she went with the leopard plastic muumuu that she picked out. Like, yes. Where did that come from? It was like one of those things you put in your car windshield so that the sun doesn't hit the seats while you're in the mall or whatever. Like leopard print.
Yeah.
But she didn't go with that. So then Luann is, you know, it's got all her free Giovanni spread all over the bed.
Everywhere. And, you know, like, do not fall on that bed. You will get scraped by all the gemstones.
Yeah, and I just think she does that to trigger Dorinda, because you know Dorinda's sitting at home like, I got it that one. I got it that one. Hope you're enjoying it. You belly. You belly.
Dorinda's new thing on Instagram is to sort of like wobble towards the camera and then wobble backwards. So she has a lot of videos where she's like, I think she's like, it's like a sexy thing. It's like a, look at me being flirtatious while I hold some Dan and yogurt.
Yeah, she does. I noticed that. I was watching Million Dollar Listing New York, and
wow,
she was on it this week because Steve, creepy-eyed Steve, who's always like, oh wow, I've got a farm, and it's like in upstate, and people really love upstate. So he's got a farm upstate. So they had Dorinda on for whatever reason, because Dorinda's very connected, I guess, in upstate. So they have Dorinda come in and she wobbles up the hill like, oh, look at this, Steve. It's very nice, Steve. You know what people like? A farmhouse. People like a farmhouse. I was like, well, good. Thanks for your professional expertise, Dorinda.
She also served as professional expertise on The Big Shot with Bethany Frankel, because she did make an appearance at the finale party where the finalists had to like create some sort of weird, you know, skinny girl installations, and Dorinda's like, oh yeah, this is very good. Here's a brand right here. This is very, you know what, this is like a farmhouse. People like farmhouses. I like it. It's a skinny girl farmhouse.
So Leah and Lou are both going to wear satin green. Oh, no, I'll put that away. So she tells us, because she's Lou, you know, she's like, well, you know, Jacques and I, we used to go to Harlem all the time. We'd go to Sylvia's and go dancing, you know. I'm a Sylvia's addict. All right.
Just love going to Harlem and seeing Sylvia's. You could basically call me the mayorette of Harlem. I'm just basically one and the same with Harlem because I've gone to one place there. That's right.
Yeah, just please do us all a favor and don't go there on Halloween. Okay? Thanks.
Yeah.
Okay, let's save ourselves the drama.
To be fair, I did once live in Italy and I also drove off a cliff in Gstaad. So I'm something of a globetrotter. So I guess I really do fit in there in Harlem.
So Ramona goes to pick up Bershawn, and Ramona's one of those people who picks her side. She's kind of like you in this way. Like, you like your side of the car. You know, there's people who are like, yeah, I'm going to sit on this side of the car. This is my choice. So Ramona picks her side of the car, and then she's not going to move. No. Like, Brishan comes out of her building and is about to get in. Ramona's like, She's like, oh, all right, I'll go to the other side. It's like, yeah, that would be great. Because you know what? I have shoes, I have bags, I have a dress, vertigo. Just go to the other side.
I do have a side of the car, but it's mainly just like it's an Uber. It's because of Ubers, because I like to sit in the backseat on the other side of the driver, so I can sort of like see their dashboard a little bit. So I've gotten used to when I get into cars. Also because there's usually more legroom on that side, because the driver is usually on the left side, and sometimes Uber drivers do that thing where they back their seat all the way up to like the backseat, and you're like, why? Like, just take out the front seat at this point. But so that's why I'm like, you sitting on the right seat. But you are a Ben side of the car enabler, because very often I'll be like, oh, I'll move over. You go, no, hun. No, don't move.
Yeah, because so, like, I know it's your thing. Like, no, why would I try?
I'm happy to move over. I just do it by habit because of Ubers. But I just want you to know, like, I'm always
happy
to move over for you.
Oh, no.
I'm not going to Ramona it.
You'll know I'm pissed at you when I'm like, I'm sitting on this side today just to watch you crumble. Damn it. I shouldn't have even brought this up, because this stuff is supposed to be unspoken so that it has more impact when it actually happens, you know? Now, if I ever say, Ben, could you move over? You're going to be like, oh, my God, now he's mad at me. You know, we're going to start this whole spiral.
No, I know when those things happen, you're not mad at me. I've dragged you through snowy streets in Vancouver. I know when you're mad at me. I know that would not be...
So let's see, Ramona, you rocked it. Okay, yeah. So Ramona's like, well, you rock, look at you, because how she's dressed.
Yeah.
And Brishan's like, look at you, 6 foot heels. Yeah.
Every time I see you, you're in 6 inch heels. Yes, Ramona. Brishan is like, Brishan is so larger than life. I immediately just like loved Brishan. Like, her energy was perfect for the show. I was like, yes, Brishan.
I did too. It was a nice injection of energy that I think we needed.
Yeah, I agree. I was actually surprised that we have not met her sooner in the season, but I feel like she just was. But I was concerned. Because I'm always concerned when it's someone that Ramona sources. You know, like, like someone who came to us through Ramona is usually gonna have some question marks attached, but so far so good, at least in these early scenes.
Yeah, well, that's how we got everyone, really. That's how we got Dorinda, right?
That's true. We got Dorinda. We got Sonia. We got Elise.
Also, all right, Erica. You know, she doesn't have a perfect batting. Yeah, she doesn't have a perfect batting at it. Yeah. Okay, so then they talk about going to Harlem and stuff, and Brishan goes, oh, so you've never been to Harlem? Like, I can't do her voice. I'm not even going to try.
Everyone, by the way, is turning into a variation of Luann between Ebony, Luann, and Brishan. Yeah.
I'm going to need a few weeks, because I was just like so glad to have her that I didn't even bother. But she's like, you haven't been to Harlem? And Ramona's like, no, you what? It took you and Ebony to get me there, okay?
Yeah, and she's like, you know what? With Brishan, she's a strong personality. So there, ooh, and then she's like,
there. You know what? I'd never gone to Disneyland either until one time I met this really cute mouse. It was very sweet. And I was like, okay, I'll go to Disneyland. Okay. It's like, you can only, it's like, what the hell, Ramona? And she explains to us that usually New Yorkers, you know what? You stay in your region. Sit. And then we see her at the reunion when Andy's like, so whose penis is bigger? Brooklyn's or Manhattan's or whatever? He's like, why won't you go to Alex's party? And she's like, because it's in Brooklyn.
And Jill's Aaron's like, what do you think Brooklyn is? Ohio? So then Ramona goes, you know what? I don't live in Harlem, so I never go down there. I'm like, well, first of all, it's up there, not down there. That's your first problem. You're at like the Battery Park looking for Harlem. So Brishan is like, you know what the funniest thing you ever told me? I love your lashes, but they're a little too long for daytime.
Okay, I think Brishan has met Ramona two times, because she told this story here, and then she told Wendy the same thing. She's like, oh, you know what Ramona said to me the first time I met her? My lashes are too long for the daytime. I was like, oh, okay. So you've met Ramona twice, basically.
you've like had a very brief discussion about lashes, and the producer said, okay, you could tolerate Ramona, so you're hired. So, yeah, Ramona's like, well, you know what? That's, you know, when I like someone, you know, I say these things. And she's like, well, that's when I realized I could F with this girl. Excuse me. I'm an A student. Don't get F's. Okay. Please don't lecture me. Okay. I'm an A student already. Okay.
No, I can fuck with this girl. Oh, I'm a good Catholic girl. Okay. Don't like those discussions before dinner. Okay?
It's an education thing. Okay. Catholic schoolgirls don't talk like that. Okay.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
So, Ebony goes to a place, a restaurant called B Harlem, and which is just kind of funny. It's so on the nose. It's like B Harlem tonight. So she's talking to Adrian, who owns the restaurant, and she's like, thank you so much for realizing this vision, Adrian. Thank you so much. I'm starting to see that she's kind of a Fraser Crane, Ebony.
Fraser Crane. Well, then who's Roz?
Leah would be her Roz. Oh, right.
That's not fair to Roz's legacy. I'm not sure who Roz is. Just I feel like actually Roz is Ebony's friend, Natalie. But yeah, you know, Ebony is, you know, Ebony, it's actually brought up this episode. Ebony comes from the world of broadcasting, and there are times where she talks like a news anchor. And it can be kind of annoying sometimes. Like, it's like, girl, just like talk, like don't like be, you don't have to be a news anchor at all times, right? So
she does present this very story, like, this is my news story, right? Yes. She's like, what a lovely job you've done with this place. The first speakeasy in Harlem. A wonderful job we've done here. From the low chairs to the high bar to the purple gin. Harlem, that's where it's at.
I know. Exactly. I mean, listen, like, can we really complain when, you know, the other alternative would be like, whoa, look at this restaurant in the basement. What a great cave you have here. Okay, I'm going to go because it's too creepy. It's like we get, like, what do we want? But, yeah, sometimes I'm like, sometimes her broadcaster side is, like, very, very apparent.
Yeah. She's like, listen, I've had a dose of these ladies' world, and it's time for them to come to my world. And there's no better way than to come to the epicenter of Black excellence, Harlem. I'm Ebony K. Williams reporting. Thank you.
Yeah. And by the way,
titles it. She's like, welcome to Harlem Night with Ebony K. Williams.
I know. It's literally like, I feel like it's a gala. Like, it's her own gala that she created. So
she even gave herself a log line. She said, it's Harlem Night with Ebony K. Williams. The spirit, the elegance of Prohibition era. I'm Ebony K. Williams.
I was like, is this a book pitch? This is a book pitch, isn't it? I just realized. So... So she's talking with the bartender, Gil, and she's like interviewing him. It's like literally like he's a guest on her news show. and she's like, well, you know that tonight is Harlem Nights with Ebony K. Williams. Moi. I'm like, yes, yes it is. And by the way, like it's funny because like we can clock, like we're clocking her, but let's also not forget that this is the same show that brings us Countess and Friends. So this is like, this is like classic Roni right here. So, so Natalie shows up next, and Natalie just always seems horrified that she's being dragged into this show. She's always like,
because you know that Ebony. It was not easy getting Natalie here after the last time she spent with Sonia, where Sonia's like,
Ramona Singer only wants to be friends with you because you're black on Instagram. It's
like, Natalie literally got up and walked away, and then Sonia kept following her to tell her more. So
Natalie's like, I could be home watching Chrissy Knows Best on Bravo. Yes, because that does happen. But so then, then we have like this a new subplot here is watching the cast members walk down a pretty standard staircase, and they're like, "Oh my
god!" Yes,
they're like
a short staircase. It starts with Leah, who's like, "Oh my god, these stairs are like a death sentence. Are you kidding me with this?" Leah, didn't you just have a party in a basement last season?
I know, with like a staircase that was three times as tall, and yeah. so. So Ed,
also, I have to give credit because you know what? On this show, we really do, especially me. Like, if I don't like somebody, if someone's on my nerves on these shows, I rag on them to no end. I have to say two things. One, Leah was really good this episode, like was. Much better I this episode. Agreed. Two, this is the best she's ever dressed this night. She was wearing like a silver jumpsuit and like a fake fur. I'm assuming it was fake, but. Well done, Leah. I don't know what's happened between last week and this week, but nice work. Keep it up.
I mean, she wasn't wearing some strange, like sheer wedding train, black wedding train. So Ebony is like, well, I love speakeasies. I always have. You know what I love? I love speaking. I love things that are easy. I love speakeasies. I love rooms that you have to knock. You know, in speakeasies, you have to knock to get in. And here to tell us more about it is Chuck Thompson. Chuck?
So then Luann shows up in like a zebra fur
capelet
shawl sort of thing and a
it looks sort of
red sequin pantsuit from her show. Yeah, it was very Cruella. But by the way, Cruella, I didn't get it.
Oh, I haven't watched it.
I didn't, you know, we'll talk about it another time once you've seen it. Yeah. It's a very important viewing, so you should see it, but we'll talk about it a different time. But anyway, Ebony is like, this is Gil. Gil is from Israel. Gil, would you speak on that?
And Leah's like, oh, Shabbat Shalom, or whatever. So then Sonya gets the staircase of doom. I mean, they're acting like they're an American Ninja Warrior. And she's like, are you kidding me? Oh, my God. I'm not going to be able to get out of here. I mean, I'm going to have to spend the night here. It wouldn't be the first time. Am I right, Bannister? Oh, God, I always play so well to Bannisters.
And she loves Ebony's boobs because her boobs are out tonight. So Sonya's like, you can tell it's an important night when the girls are out.
Yeah. I mean, Ebony's cleavage was pretty damn amazing. And so then and then Ramona gets there. She's like, whoa, is there an elevator? Is there an elevator? Is there like an elevator easy? Like, how's this work, Carrie?
Thought this was a speak easy, not walk hard. Okay.
So then, and of course, and so Sonya goes up to Luann and is like, oh, is this Giovanni? Well, of course it's Giovanni. Of course it is. And I hope no one at home is watching and is furious at my, what do you call this? What do you call this dress again? Anyone? Anyone out there?
You just hear Dorinda all the way from downtown.
So then Bershon is now arrives, and she just like, she is an arrival, and she's like, ooh, yes, I love this. Yes, honey, those sequins, I love it. I love it. I love it. Yes, honey.
Lou does not have any idea how to take her. Ebony's like, this is Ramona's friend, Bershon. And Luann's like, hello. Hello. Because Bershon's like grabbing her and kissing her.
Bershon's like, hi, beautiful. Like, oh, hi, hey, beautiful. Oh. And she's saying to everyone, Bershon's doing the thing that I actually don't always love when people do. Like, she goes, I've heard so much about you. Oh, I've heard so much. Yes, honey, I've heard so much about you.
Yeah. Amazing things. And so Sonya tells us, well, you know, the thing with me and Ramona is that when we're around strangers, we speak very highly of each other, but we do talk shit to our close friends.
Yeah.
So I thought they were setting up Sonya being confronted in this episode about yes, the past episode.
That's what I thought. Well, but they
I was hoping so.
Planting seeds, you know, Salem's coming up. Who knows what'll happen there? So now they're going to have a mixology class. And so,
sorry, but somebody, I was reading Facebook comments today on, I think, the Bravo page. And someone, the clip was like, Harlem, or the ladies go to Salem. And someone said, that's so rude. They went to Harlem, not Salem. Like, they got really upset that they were calling Harlem Salem.
It's like, oh, God, internet. You gotta love Facebook. How dare they?
How dare
Salem,
you?
Salem, how dare they? So, so Jill is, or is it, I think it's Jill.
Gil,
whatever. He's doing a mixology class, and he's like, okay, so for this, we're going to use Mediterranean gin. And everyone's like, they're not going to use the Pompeii gin? Can't believe they wouldn't use it. And so Ebony's like, don't worry, Ramona, I'll take that home for you. It's just, okay. He's like, ladies, we're going to have to separate you. Like, what? We're naughty, okay?
And Vershawn's like, we had a long day, girls. I need a shot. That's what I need. And Ebony's like, oh, America had a long day. And to hear about it, let's go to Gil. Gil, anything to say about that?
And with a very special report like, on you the know fleecing what? Of America, it's Gil, the bartender.
Day 19 of election coverage here in America. Gil, what do you have to say about this gin flower you're about to serve? So Ebony's saying that we still don't know who the president's going to be and stuff. And then Ramona's like, you know what? Give me a picture. Tanqueray this person, okay? You know what, person who hates Bombay? Take a picture. So they line up and start to take a picture. And Ramona's like, whoa, you know what? Stop. Stop. It's really bothering me that it's white on one side, black on the other. Not around me. Not around Ramona Singer.
Not around me, okay? I like my groups of people like the way I like my cocktails mixed and stirred up, okay? Everyone change position, okay?
You know what? It's not that we're different colors on different sides. I think we just all need crushed mint on our heads, okay? That's it.
And Ebony's like, well, I don't really understand the difference it makes, but you know what? Like, you know, she's right. We're trying to have a night of cultural infusion. Meanwhile, by the way, you know, the entire cast, all they want to do is just get wasted right now. Even the people who are sober just want to like pretend to be wasted. That's all they want. They're like, oh my God, some mixology class. Okay. When do we get to actually start to party? So then, Leah's like, you know, it's telling that Ramona is, like, noticing this and, like, all of a sudden is the anti-segregation police. I mean, it's, like, making strides. Wow. It's crazy.
And then Ebony's like, well, maybe Sonia is right about something. Maybe with Ramona, it is all about the gram.
Yeah, because
she's overusing her like, Rinna slurp, too. Her.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So then, well, because Ramona's like, you know what? Mr. like Gilliam, could you please like do it up and down? Okay, do it up and down. I'm sure there's a word for it. Vertical, vertigo, whatever. But do it up and down. It's better for Instagram, okay?
And Leah tells Sonia, what the fuck is Ramona doing? And Sonia goes, she's just trying so hard, isn't she? So she's like, you know, I can see when Ramona's on her best behavior because she's like this.
Yeah, and it cuts Ramona being like, Oh, hi. Whoa, you know what? I'm like a virgin to Harlem because I don't think that Reyes even counts, okay? I don't think Reyes counts.
So Ramona's like, you know what? I'm a virgin to Harlem, okay? You what? You don't call it, you don't call Reyes Harlem? What does that mean? You
don't just, like, Reyes. You know, Rayo's is a restaurant. It's this famous Italian.
Oh, you don't call Rayo's. Yeah, she's like, you don't call Rayo's Harlem. What's that? What's that considered? You know what? Let's ask that person. Fat, that's your name?
What's your
name?
Fat?
Fatima?
Fatima.
What is
Patima?
It?
Patima? Patima?
What?
Fatima? Pastime? Patima? Patina? Fatima? Fat Mima? What? Fat? Look, she's calling herself fat. You know what? Here's the problem with girls today. They don't have enough confidence. You're not fat. You should call yourself Skinny Tima, okay?
Then Chima, guy, there, you're welcome. Fixed it. So Ebony's like, well, welcome to Harlem, everybody. We're going to share my favorite thing. And Natalie knows that my love language is knowledge. But since I can't give that to you, gifts. Okay? So I've brought you candles from the Harlem Candle Company. And she's
also like, put out stationery on the entire table. At every name, every seat, there's like stationery or like a menu that says, A Harlem Night with Ebony K. Williams. Like, she really is, like, branding this event.
Yeah, she's going there. Now, I have to say about candles in general, I usually have a fuck you vibe to people who give me candles. It's like giving me a stick of deodorant. Literally. You know what I mean? It's like, wow, here's a can of Febreze, you smelly elephant of a man.
Like, literally, okay? Like, the worst. I'm also, like, there are a lot of scents that I just don't like. Like, because I don't really like a lot of fruity scents or just a lot. Scents in general are just, like, not my thing.
Yeah, you don't do that. And also, like, when you light the candle, you have to think of that person. Like, oh, Ebony gave me this candle. You know what? I'm not necessarily liking you the same when I'm not with you because I have all my own dramas playing in my head. So like when I'm with you, I'm like, oh my God, you know, you're the greatest person. And then when I'm not, I'm like, oh, fuck them. I wonder what that meant when they said, hey, nice to meet you or nice to see you today. Oh, great. Was it terrible to see me yesterday? You know, I have like all these like negative thoughts. And so I don't want to have to think of a specific person when I light a fucking candle. Okay. Can I just not worry about how much I stink in my own house? That's my question.
I mean, there are...
Stop judging me.
I will say there is a narrow sort of like world. Like, you know, there's always an exception to the rule. And I think that there are some candles that are like very lovely. Like the spa type of candles that smell like lemongrass, things like that. I'm down with. But regardless, I don't think I ever like a candle as a gift. Like that?
Yeah, I don't either. It's very low energy. It's a low effort. Yeah, it's a low effort gift.
Give
it's
me like an electronic.
They just. It's, why don't you just bring me something you picked up in the airport gift shop, Dad?
I want something that's like either involves chocolate but no berries, or is like some sort of electronic, or is like a board games. Board games are number one, and then like a cookbook.
I'm a big money person. Just give me a 20.
That's true, okay? Too.
Just be like, hi, Ronnie. Thanks for having me over for dinner. Here's $20.
Just want to get tipped. Ronnie just wants to be tipped for his birthday. Once a waiter, always a waiter. No, I mean, I think there is something really nice about like if someone could give me $50 and I can go buy myself my own board game, and that's fun. But there is something like lovely about someone. And by the way, this is not some veiled message to people be like, buy me board games. I'm just saying in general, like it's nice when someone actually like picks something out for you. I don't know why, like, recently, Dom bought me a board game. He like went onto my like Amazon wishlist and just got me a board game that had just been sitting on there forever. And I was like, and the box arrived and I didn't know he had done this. And I have this irrational thing that whenever an Amazon box arrives, even though I know I've ordered something, I always have this irrational hope that like maybe someone got me a gift like every single time. And I saw the box. I thought maybe someone got me a board game. And I said, no, Ben, why do you always like it literally does not happen. And then I opened up the box and there was a board game in there. Cause I thought it was sandals or something. And I was like, there's a board game in here. It was like literally the most delightful thing, which is the point. And the point of the story is all fucking better than a candle.
Yeah. Well, she did kind of put more thought into normal candles because now she's assigning an icon from the Harlem Renaissance. Okay. So she's like, listen, this much I've learned. These ladies know jack shit about the African-American experience, right? So she's going to try and educate them through candles. So she's like, well, I'll start with me. I'm Josephine Baker because she had fabulous breasts and she was naked for the world to see.
Yeah, I just want to point out that the candles had one association, but then she gave an icon on top of the candles. So there's like two layers of it happening, just so you know.
Like, oh, I thought they were all candles, no, they were the candles of that person. Well, like, this is your Duke Ellington candle.
Right. So Leah got, Leah received a James Baldwin candle, but she also received a James Baldwin designation. Whereas,
right. Like, explains why she's giving you that candle. Right.
Whereas,
right.
Like, Luann got the Savoy candle, like, stomping at the Savoy, but then she was given someone else. Like, it wasn't, like, there. It was like a two-tier. Oh, I see. Yeah, just wanted to clarify.
Okay, you know what? I need my lessons to be better structured, especially these ladies. Like, if this is going to be a learning dinner, they're going to need, you can't just hand these people an outline with like the Roman numeral one and then the A underneath. That's too much. Okay. I need a log line here. We're talking about Ramona here.
Yeah. Okay. So as you were saying, though, Ebony, when it comes to actually like beyond the candles, when Ebony was assigning personalities to them, Ebony's like, you know, I'm Josephine Baker, you know, she bared her breasts to the world, and then she wound up speaking at the March on Washington and never performed in segregated audiences, and she turned her aesthetic into power. She goes, so obviously I'm Josephine Baker. And Ramona's like, you know what? I loved your work on Picket Fences, okay? That's Kathy Baker, Ramona, not Josephine.
Okay, Baker. You know what? I love your croissants. That's just a general Baker, Ramona.
You know what? You know what? I didn't really enjoy all of your policies. Your thought... I believe you're talking about cabinet member Jim Baker. Is it Jim Baker? I don't know. I've gotten the realms of my bakers. I'm at the end of my Baker references.
The priest, the preacher.
No, wait. Oh, Jim Baker is Tammy Faye Baker. Sorry. I'm,
You know what? You stole a lot of money from old ladies. Okay? I don't like that.
Wasn't there a baker who was in like the Bush administration? I have to look it up.
Who cares?
Who cares?
So Leah is James Baldwin because he was an eloquent, beautiful, queer truth teller. And she's like, thanks. She's like, thank you. Thank you very much. Not really worthy of that, but thank you. So Leah's telling us, so Ebony feels a responsibility to do this. You know, this isn't really about having fun for her. Or us. She's like, this is about teaching. I thought that was so funny. She's like, this is about teaching. She's like, but I'm pretty sure these women aren't really into history. So, good luck.
And she gives Natalie W.B. Dubois. You know, Natalie's like, why does she always give me this every time we have dinner with white people? And then she's like, and then Luann, you're going to be Billie Holiday. And Luann's like, I am honored. He was a great politician, and he created holidays, as we all know. Without him, we would never have days off. So thank you. Thank you, Ebony.
I love a long weekend. So thank you to me, Billie Holiday. No, it was a singer, Luann. Wow. Please don't tell Luann she's a black lady singer. Like, we've already had enough of Luann.
Well, we already have enough with Ramona Singer.
So then Sonia is like, you know what, listen, Ebony is a mouthpiece, she's the news person, so of course she's gonna suck the air out of the room. Of course she is. And if you don't like it, then just don't go to dinner with her.
That was just a hilarious backhanded compliment. and then Ebony gives her Zora Neale Hurston. I couldn't even believe it.
Their eyes were watching Wells Fargo. Stay away from my family.
Luann's like, wow, you know, this is very honorable. I mean, I'm very honored, but where's the food? Where's the music? This is not the Harlem I'm used to.
I mean, and what Ramona sort of holiday doesn't have food? Am I right?
And Ramona's like, yeah, you know what? This is informative, but I thought we were coming to dinner, okay? You know what? I'd like learning new things, but I wish you just, like, what do you call that? I need an agenda. Okay. I don't remember words with age in them. Okay. Cause I'm ageless. Right.
Ageless agenda. So Ramona gets Duke Ellington. Whoa. Very scary. Okay. You know, like the difference is that I do like Christmas. That's Jack Skellington you're thinking of. I'm saying Duke Ellington, Ramona. Duke Ellington.
Whoa. You know what? You're not even a countess anymore. And now I'm a duke. Suck that, Luann. Right.
And then because Sarah's actually there also, by the way, Leah's sister, and she gets Nella Larson, and everybody's like, who's a lesser known icon? So some might say she's a friend of icons.
Yeah, she's a nurse. Another shout out to Liu and a librarian. And Sarah's just like, it's the bangs, isn't it?
She's like, I came from Brooklyn. I actually crossed the river to get here, and you're giving me a second tier icon.
Are you saying that I have librarian bangs? Just tell me.
Did you have
so then too? Ramona's like, dinner, okay? She's like, I'm hungry, okay? And she's eating like Sonia's little amuse or whatever. And Sonia's like, where'd mine go? Ramona's stealing shit.
And so Brashan is saying how she's like, well, I'm just happy that our history and our culture is finally being shown because it's often overlooked. And everybody's like, yes, queen. And then she goes, and furthermore, we're one nation and I'm tired of this whole divided. We're white girls from the Upper East Side. You're black girls from Harlem. I mean, I can't stand it all. We're Americans. We live in the United States of America. It pisses me off. Seriously, we're all Americans. And Ebony is like, get this fucking bitch out of my party.
Ebony's like, wow, thanks.
She's like,
thanks
your icon that is Stacey ball. Dash. Okay.
So she's like, we're all the same. And Ebony goes, well, I don't know that we're the same. I have to say that I wrote down, how is this only the first commercial break?
I know.
So I was like, wow, this is a lot. Felt like it had been on 45 minutes.
And I was also like, of course this would happen. Of course I'm like, oh my God, I love Brashan. I'm like, all right. Of course this happens to the new person that I immediately love. I'm like, oh, she says something that's like very like, ooh. So Ebony is like not happy. And she's basically like, you know, she's entitled to her own opinion, but sis, no, you know, because her whole thing is like, and then Brashan keeps going. She's like, I mean, I'm saying white, black, Hispanic, Asian, Japanese, Ramona, we all come from the same core, am I right? At the end of the day, no matter what, we all wear lashes that are too long for daytime. High five, Ramona. High five.
And Ebony tells us, well, these girls already think we're the same, and what they need is a better understanding of our exceptionalism and our uniqueness. And I'm feeling very undermined in this moment. Which, of course, she's going, you know, I mean, like, I can see that.
Welcome to being on Roni. That's what being on Roni is all about. Being undermined. At the moment you're going to be most proud is when you're going to be undermined the most. Congratulations, you made it on the cast.
Yeah, so Bershon goes to pee, and Ebony's pissed, you know, so they finally get dinner at least. And Ramona's just like, just so you know, I feel tired, okay? And you know what? I might have to go soon. And everybody goes, the fact that you even came is so much. It means so much to me, Ramona. And so he goes, oh, that's right. You have vertigo, Ramona. Remember? And Ramona's like, oh, my God. You what, Sonia? You know me so well. And Ebony's just eating. Like, what the fuck?
Ebony's just done. Like, she's still so pissed at Bershon. You can see it all over her face. She is so angry that Bershon basically is like, you know, like undoing what she's trying to teach all these women. And so Ramona's like, here, you know what? Because Sarah goes, you have vertigo? Like, what's vertigo? And Ramona goes, here, I'm going to show you. Oh, you're going to show us your vertigo? It's not called vertigo in French. It's called Countess in French. Get off the stage. So Ramona's like, no, watch, okay?
Ramona and Sonia stand up. She's like, help me, Sonia. So Sonia's like, okay. So she takes Ramona's hands, and Ramona goes, hold my hands, okay? Watch me when I close my eyes, okay?
You have to catch me, okay? Watch. And then she just flings herself into the wall. Like, literally, she's like, whoa, you close your eyes, you have instant vertigo.
I fell. You see, you know what? You close your eyes and you fall down. That's what vertigo is, okay?
You know what?
Whoa, so, that was terrible. That was a terrible thing to live through.
Okay? I have to leave the party, okay? It's not called Vertiste. It's called Vertigo, okay? So I've got to leave.
Vertigo, gotta go.
That's it. It's called, you know, Vertigo.
It's a disease.
It's better on Instagram.
Yeah, you know what's the disease? That when you go to a dinner, nobody feeds you for an hour because they're teaching you things, that you leave early to go get pizza, okay? That's it.
It's a reaction you get to being lectured and preached to, okay? I'm sorry, I'm having a great time, but I can't control it. I get dizzy when you preach at me, okay?
So then Bershon and Leah are talking off to the side, and Bershon's talking about how her grandmother died, and she feels bad for her, and she goes, you know, I get pain, basically. She's like, I survived cancer, you know. I mean, stage 4, like 4 months. I survived, girl, I survived. And Leah's like, wow, that's pretty amazing. And so they're getting along really well, and Bershon's talking about how she doesn't give a fuck anymore, and she just lives her life how she wants to, and she used to care what people thought, and she's like, and now I don't give a fuck!
Ebony's behind her, just like giving her like middle fingers, like, fuck this bitch. So then Sonia is like guiding Ramona back to her chair. She's like, you know what? It's the inner ear, okay? I have to go to the doctor for it. It's the inner ear, okay? It's the inside. It's like the Avery part of the ear. It's like the small version of the large part, okay? So, you know what? And it's stress, okay? You know what? Coco's not doing well, and like I have to like do this TM or something. TM? And they're like, what's TM? Meditation, okay? I gotta meditate with Coco and make him float in the air. It's like, that's levitation. Okay.
You know what? Two people are fighting. I come in and I'm like basically the referee.
This mediation, Ramona.
What? Okay. Sit.
So, you know, I saw this great show where they take a yacht and there's a lesbian who runs it and they go sailing all around. I gotta do that. That's Below Deck Mediterranean, not meditation. Below Deck Meditation.
Stretching.
Could you imagine Below Deck Meditation?
Okay. That's quite a stretch.
Sit.
They probably will have a Below Deck meditation at one point. They've got every other goddamn thing. They're like, Below Deck in a basement.
I'm going to need you to close your eyes. Okay. Breathe in slowly.
Okay. 1, 2, 3. Do your food.
All right.
Do your food.
As you take a breath in, try not to be distracted by all the goddamn noises in the world, okay?
So Ramona's like, you know what? I got to go because vertigo, but I just want to say, you know what? I'm a perfectionist, okay? And this table is perfection. This thing of that thing, look, this is a cup sitting on a flat surface. I mean, seriously, this is perfect. And I'm only leaving because of vertigo. So love perfect things, yeah. And this is perfect.
Please. And they're like, okay, just go.
You know what? Please tell Catamaran she made a beautiful table. I think you mean Fatima? Whatever. Okay, she made a beautiful table.
Yeah. So Ebony tells us that this is her first impression of Brashan, and because she chose to express those All Lives Matter vibes, she feels very dismissed. Mm-hmm. And so Ramona leaves, and Brashan is like, listen, all right, this is funny, girls. This is funny. All right, now be honest. Me and my bestie were out, and she's dating this guy. I mean, she loves that he has a small penis. Can you believe it? Would you guys break up with him, yes or no? I know I'm new here, but let's talk about dick.
Brashan, I just want to remind you that we are at the 6 p.m. Evening news, and we actually are not allowed to talk about these things until after 8 p.m. on broadcast. Thank you so much.
Well, it's funny how they reacted, right? Because Leah's like, hee-hee-hee, like kind of shy. Like now she's shy about penises.
Yeah.
And also, I would love for Ramona to have stayed during this, because Ramona was the one who was like, I will not listen to penis talk during dinner, okay? And now it's her friend bringing up the penis talk. So
yeah, I also
that was a missed opportunity.
I also thought what was funny is that like just like right before that, Brashan, when she came back to the table, she had her own cocktail. She goes, this is what I call the Brashan. Am I right? And Ebony just like gives her such an angry look, like, I made a fucking cocktail menu for you ladies, and you're just gonna make your own. She was so mad.
Yeah. So let's see. So they're talking about penises, and Sonia's like, well, you know, 4 inches, that's not bad. You know, how big was the bank account? And Ebony's like, four inches, it's like a peenie. And she goes, uh-uh, that's two. And Ebony's like, I need full satisfaction, okay? I need a penis. And so they're going off about a penis, and then it's over.
Yeah.
So Ebony's like, well, I know that Ramona was a Harlem virgin, and I just wanted you all, I want to thank you all for coming to Black Excellence Night, and a night in Harlem with Ebony K. Williams.
And not Brashan.
Thank you. And not Brashan.
A night with not Brashan, but with Ebony K. Williams. Black excellence is part of American excellence, which is true. So now we go to Ramona's apartment. And Ramona is with Coco. She's like, okay, Coco, I'm going to do a mask, okay? I'm going to do a mask. Whoa, feels very refreshing, okay? Well, let's see. Let's time it, okay? Guess what? I'm going to be more ageless than ever before after I do this mask, okay, Coco?
And then Sonia's giving her basic ass dog pumpkin spice treats. And then we go to Ebony and Leah. They're having lunch together in Brooklyn, which that's a good friend who's going to come to Brooklyn to have lunch with your ass.
I was wondering,
I'm telling you that right now.
I was wondering if they were actually in Brooklyn or if they just were in a place called Brooklyn Chop House, because I feel like they wouldn't, neither of them would trek all the way to Brooklyn. Neither of them live there. Why would they go all the way to Brooklyn for a steakhouse?
I just figured maybe Leah was seeing Sarah or something. I don't know.
Oh, Sarah just got cut out of the scene.
Yeah, Sarah just went to the bathroom and like, quick, let's shoot it. Yeah. Let's shoot it before Librarian Banks comes back.
Before a second rate icon is back.
So Leah, you know, they start. Leah's like, well, I think Harlem went good. And she's like, well, yeah, you know, I'm so glad you came. I planned so much intricate detail. You know, I was very proud. Do you think it resonated? Do you think it resonated and with everybody?
Are you enjoying this lunchtime after an evening with Ebony K. Williams? With Ebony K. Williams? It's Nesta Titles.
We are here at the Brooklyn Chop House. We'd like to speak to our waiter, Dawn. Dawn, what are you going to bring me today? Okay.
She wasn't just married to the mob. She was married to her career. Please welcome Leah. Hi, Leah. Thanks for coming and joining me here at Lunch with Ebony K. Williams.
So Leah's like, yeah, I mean, Ramona left, obviously. And she goes, yeah, but she sent me a nice message, and Sonia did too. And she goes, Lou was a little quiet. I mean, I guess you can't be all the time, but that was pretty quiet, right? And basically just nervous, like, did anyone hate my event, right? She's trying to get it out of Leah. So Leah's like, well, I mean, white people are a little scared to, and she goes, get it wrong. She goes, yeah. I mean, no one wants to start a debate with you. Like, I'm not going to start a debate with you. You're too intelligent. And Leah says, you know, of course these ladies are walking on eggshells because they really don't know how offensive they are. So, like, now to find out that they're this offensive, they're just going to be quiet.
Right.
Basically.
And then cue flashback of Ramona saying, Diana, whatever your name is, you know, I can't keep the help straight. I can't do it.
You know, the help, yeah. And so Leah's like, look, I mean, yes, you're not only a black woman. She goes, yes, but I get what you're saying because this is my life's work, my studies that I'm bringing out. And she's like, yeah, you know, I love having conversations about race with my black friends, which mm-hmm. I mean, I cringe at Leah all the time, too. You know, I love that Leah thinks that she's the non-cringy one of this group. That's what kind of cracks me up. So yeah. She's like, I mean, it's just so dynamic talking to my black friends like that. Like, we have such dynamic racy, you know, conversations. And she's like, and I get it. You know, you're very knowledgeable and you shouldn't have to dial back being intelligent just because you're around these women. And she goes, yeah, I get it. You know, I'm not supposed to dumb it down. And she goes, but, you know, maybe you should be aware of your power because maybe you're not. So she's telling her very subtly. I think Leah handles this really well, actually.
Yeah.
She's like, well, I mean, I haven't been aware of my power. Like mm-hmm. trying to figure out what she's saying.
Yeah, I mean, if I was sort of like, you know, when Leah says that Ebony can be intimidating, I thought that was like a little like, I felt like that was kind of like veering towards one of those microaggressions, even though I don't think it was intended like that.
I think what she's trying to say is, listen, you're very smart. And so when you come with an education to these people, like first, it gets to be too much, you know? I mean, anyone can see that dinner is a lot. It's like, okay, now here's exhibit A that we're going to learn about today. Right. You know, it's like, it gets to be a lot. And so I think she's saying, you're very intelligent and that can be intimidating. I mean, that's how I took it.
Yeah. I mean, I think that she was meaning like, you're a lawyer, you're intelligent and, you know, they're dodos. But Ebony makes a good point too. She's like, listen, I make no apologies for who I am. I'm a lot, but you bitches are a lot too. So, she just, you know, she just needs, Ebony's basically like, I just need to know if like all the stuff that I'm doing is landing. I think she just wants to know, like, I'm trying to like, you know, enlighten these women, but is it actually working? And Leah's kind of like, listen, she I don't want you to feel like this is your job to be the educator. Like, you should be able to, like, Ebony should be able to chill out too and just have fun as well. But then Ebony has this feeling of like, but if it's not me, then who is going to do it? And basically Leah's perspective is, you know what, if anyone has some learning, it's definitely these women, but also Ebony could get to know them. And like, by getting to know them and becoming friends with them, she could probably teach them as much, if not more.
Right. And Ebony says, you know, the summer that George Floyd was killed, she was like, you know, I got sick of explaining to everybody and being the teacher. It's like, find another teacher. But then she felt like she wasn't really living her purpose if she wasn't educating. And Leah's like, you know, you're just doing you. And she's like, yeah, but you have to understand that even if I'm in a group of my black friends, I'm still doing this.
Yeah.
You know,
like, this is like her thing. And Natalie's like, and oh, my God,
you know,
let me tell you.
She's
like, I'm W.B. Dubois again. So then now we go over to Luann's apartment. And she's, want some peanuts? Peanuts? Hey, peanuts? Do you want any peanuts? She's trying to like push some peanuts onto her assistant. And
this poor Molly. She's like, you're on the keto diet, right? And Molly's like, no. Oh, I thought you were on the keto diet. You're starting the keto diet, right?
I could have sworn you said you wanted to lose 40 pounds. Or is that me just thinking that you needed that? I don't remember. Peanuts?
Not on keto. Would you like some meat? You know what? I've got some fish I'll grill for you. Okay. I'm not on keto. All right. Swallow this bacon. Swallow it right now, Molly. Okay.
So then Victoria arrives, and Victoria has a bit, you know, hi, Mom. She's got like classic Real Housewives kid syndrome where they go, hi. So Victoria hasn't been drinking for a year, and they're talking about that, and Luann's like, well, you know, I love to party, and I have great memories of those days. Listen, will I ever drink again? I don't have the answer to that. Probably yes. Probably already started. But, you know,
For me, I would like Sonya to reel it in. You know, she got her... Sonya's just really out of control.
Yeah. And so they start talking about how they're both sober now, Luann and Victoria. And Luann basically just apologizes. She's like, you know, I had my dad who had a drinking problem, and I had to deal with that. And then you had to deal with me with the drinking problem. And she's like, my father, I've realized, is... the river that runs through my Robert Redford. Do you understand what I'm saying, Victoria?
Let the river run. Let it go to my show, Countess and Friends, and it will be the best show the river ever saw. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Old Man River!
Old Ramona River!
I also
so Victoria's like, this is... Oh, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, I liked just like just slightly before then when Victoria's like, yeah, I really like you a lot more like this. Like, this is the you that I remember when I was younger. And then we see a flashback of them just like hugging. Like, Luann be like, oh, Victoria, you've walked through a door. Let's hug. And they just hug. It's just like this, a random hug. And then Victoria, it comes back and Victoria's like, yeah, but then you went through that period. And it cuts to Luann in the squad car being like, do you know who the fuck I am? I'm going to kill you all.
I'll kill you all.
I love just going from wholesome hugging to that.
Yeah, and she's like, well, you know, listen, I put you through hell for so long, and I'm sorry. I made so many mistakes. I love you so much. I'd love for you to have this pet. Mom, I'm not signing the deed to the house over to you.
No, just it's just a peanut.
Put the pen away.
It's just a peanut, Mom. It's a peanut I'm attached to a pen.
I'm not a peanut!
Listen.
Molly will eat it. Molly!
I've made so many mistakes. If I had known I had this gift within me, I would have become a cabaret star far sooner, and you could have bragged about me in your formative teen years. So I'm sorry you couldn't have that gift that I now have for you. But I'm learning.
So it's cute. So then we go over to Leah's apartment, who has a college admissions therapist.
It's a high school admissions consultant. And it's basically someone to help Keir choose a school to go to. And so the woman's like knocks on the door. Her name is Whitney. And Leah's like,
is there more privileged name to do a high school, private school, school admissions therapist?
I was just hoping it'd be Whitney Port.
Whitney.
So Whitney knocks on the door and Leah turns to Keir and goes, okay, Keir, we have to be on our best behavior. And then she opens the door and goes, oh my God, are you really like the hottest woman I've ever seen in my entire life? Oh my God.
So she's telling this lady, she's like, you know, my mom is like obsessed because she's trying to fix the mistake she made with me with Keir. So that's great. And like, she wants her to go to her high school, which is an all private, it's a private all girls school, you know? And the thing I don't like about it is it's not project based, because Whitney's like, you know what you need? You need like a school that's project based. And she's like, yes. I need project-based.
Well, I don't mean to sound ignorant, but, like, what is project-based compared to, like, normal?
It's a different learning style. Like, instead of just sitting there with the books and trying to figure something out, they give you a project and you work on it together and talk through the... So instead of just learning, like, a certain kind of math, you'll, like, make a building together, you know, and like have to figure out the math and learn how to calculate it that way. It's like more of a hands-on kind of hippy-dippy way of learning.
Yeah.
Shit. I just know because my sister's a teacher, so I don't even know if that was a good explanation, but that's the dumbed-down way she has explained it to me.
I was hoping it was really more
don't even get me started on Singapore math.
I was hoping that it was going to be more like project-based, where basically kids go in there and project all their issues onto everyone else.
Well, Leah is good at that. Now, that's probably what she gets at home. Homeschooling.
Yeah, so basically she's just like torn because she on the one hand she wants Keir to be in public school and be exposed to people of different backgrounds, different races and socioeconomic tiers, but on the other hand she also wants Keir to have like, you know, a really good private school education, and so she's torn and her mom is making her life hell, and Leah's like, the last thing I want is for Kiki to begin school with a bunch of elitists. Anyway, Are we going to, is it time to go back to the Hamptons for a Hamptons trip? Or are we going to a mansion in Salem?
No, she's like, I don't want my child to be elitist private school therapist coach that I hired to come to my house.
What have we set the new price point for our leisure suit? Is it like $300? I don't want my daughter to be elitist.
So funny. And I liked it when she said, I don't want my daughter to be in school with elitist. It cuts to her kid in her bed leaning on a pillow that says, bitch. So then we go over to Ramona at home talking to herself. You know, she's like, you know what? I'm going to use paper napkins because I have so much laundry to do. Okay. You know what? Maybe I should wait here. Should I take the eyes out now or should I like wait till later? Hold on. Let me close my eyes and think. Ow! Now I got to get off the floor. Okay.
I can't use my cloth napkins because I have to put them on the floor to break my fall in case I fall over from vertigo. Okay. So
Ebony comes over and Ramona says, I invited Ebony over because I want to get into the meat and potatoes, okay? Like, can she be preachy? Yes. But you know what? She has a good heart, a good soul. That's it.
Also, because we never got to eat at Harlem, so I want to have my meat and potatoes finally, okay?
I want to show her what it's like to serve people food.
I want to literally serve her meat and potatoes, okay? So they sit down, and Ebony is asking her what she thought about the Harlem night. Everyone's like, you know what? It was really nice to be in that atmosphere, okay? And I was blown away by your attention to detail. It was really stunning, and I'm just sad that I fell over onto the table because my vertigo had ruined that beautiful, perfect table, okay?
You know, your level of detail, like, I could see the entire plate the whole time. It was like a white plate, and it just stayed that way the whole time because no food was put on it. I mean, that's detail, okay? That's detail.
That was detail. So Ebony's like, and how are you feeling with the election and how our city's going to be in the next few months? You know what?
I don't want to talk about politics, okay? I just don't want to talk about politics.
Don't want to talk about it, okay? It was like I was telling my friends at Mar-a-Lago, I just don't want to talk about politics anymore, okay? So.
And she's like, but America's daughters get to see a woman vice president for the first time in history after this break. Ramona's like, I don't want to talk about politics.
You know what?
Okay? I just don't. And she gets up and she's like, walks to the bar, but it's only right there because it's in her living room.
This is like her first stab. But like, she's like, okay, maybe if I walk 6 feet away, this will work. And later on, it's like, how about I try 12 feet away? We're going to move up to 25. She's like constantly seeing how far she can get away before she can reset the conversation.
And Ebony's not letting her, you know, because she knows that she's going to make Ramona uncomfortable and that she's going to just make Ramona do this, right?
God bless, by the way. I think that should be everyone's goal.
Make Ramona uncomfortable at all times. So she's like, but Ramona, we have never had a woman vice president, Ramona. That's an objective fact. She goes, you know what? Let's have a nice evening. Meat and potatoes, okay? You know what? Until meat and potatoes are running for office, I don't want to talk about politics, okay?
Okay, you know what? As far as I can tell, Kamala Harris isn't ageless, okay? I'm ageless. I want to talk about me being ageless. So Ebony's like, I thought that, you know, being women, this would be a middle ground. And she has a daughter. And I thought, like, can't we agree how great it is to see women advance in American politics tonight.
And that's true. Why can't Ramona just say it's really cool that a woman made it that far. Like, Ramona starts freaking out. Like, oh my God, this is it. This is when she's going to make me look stupid. I knew this whole thing was coming. She's going to try and make everyone cancel me because blah, 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 blah. You know, you can just see Ramona starting to freak out when all she has to say is, it is pretty cool that a woman is vice president next presidency, hopefully, you know.
Why didn't we celebrate Ivanka? Okay, Ivanka went from being number two on The Apprentice to being in the White House. Can we celebrate her too? Okay.
So Ramona's like, nope, you know what they say, don't talk about politics or penises with friends. Okay.
And Ramona goes, does Ebony have to talk politics all the time? I mean, I know we have a lot more in common than that. And as my daughter Avery would say, peel back the onion, Ebony. Okay. Peel back. I just fell on my onion. Vertigo. Onion vertigo. Okay.
Do you know another thing my best daughter's sister, best friend Avery says? She says, hey, are you you or are you me? Because it's like looking in a mirror. Like we look exactly alike. Pull back the onion, me. Okay?
I say, whoa, I don't know who I am. Am I the young one or the one that also looks young? Okay, let's all pick up an onion at the same time and we'll see and we'll know what's happening. I'll both pick up our onion and I'll be like, whoa, it's in my right hand and your left hand, so it looks like a mirror image. So we shake back and forth and then we do a dance like, which one is you? And we say, I know, we'll peel back the onion and then we both fall over because we both have vertigo. Ageless.
So she's like, okay, you know what? I'm going to change the subject. So she walks back over to her and she's like, so after a whole weekend that we had, she goes, well, I'm happy about Kamala.
And he's like, fuck it. I'm just going to say it. So Ramona's like, so you know what? You know what? After a whole weekend in the Hamptons, you really opened my mind up to things. And I already thought my mind was pretty open, you know, learning about onions and peeling them, you know? So you know what I did? I looked up microwaves. Turns out microwaves heat up all sorts of food. And then after that, I looked at microaggressions. And you can't put them in microwaves, okay? Did you know that? You can't do that. You know you can't put it in a microwave?
No, what?
Onions.
Don't turn on a microaggression if you have a pacemaker. Okay?
That's what I learned. Okay? That's what I learned. Microaggressions are like matchbox cars, but much smaller.
That's micro machines, Ramona.
Whoa.
You're not even here, okay? Get out of here, Luann. So then we cut to an earlier scene of Luann, Ramona, and Sonia all talking. And Luann going, I mean, what's a microaggression? She puts on her glasses. She's like, all right, let's learn, ladies. So Ramona's like, it's tiny, you know, like a cold, okay?
Like a can't see a cold, penis.
But you can still catch it. Okay. Well, as women in America, we're aware of these issues, but we're not really that aware of these issues. Yeah. You know what? Colds are bad. That's it.
So Ramona's like, so you want to hear about microaggressions, Ebony? Here we go. So it's like when a black person goes into a store and then someone like, I don't know, Dorinda says, go to the sale rack, okay? And then the black person goes into a store, and then, like, someone follows them, okay? Whoa. Here's a great one. You have great hair, okay? Wow, my mind is open. Racism is solved, okay?
Yeah, or when they say, is it yours? Yes! Like, who else is with it be? No, it's a microaggression. Oh, got it. Okay. She goes, yeah, well, you know, my experience in the world, I have like a grittier lens and we are a very divided country. She goes, yeah, but you know what? When you put out divided energy, it's going to be like that. She goes, well, I mean, Ramona, what I'm saying is we don't know who our president even is yet. I mean, it's taking so long that kind of shows how divided it is, right? And she's like, well, you know what? We don't have a president because it's the first time that we had mail-in ballots. You know what? You know how male people are? It's very, very difficult. You know what? It's very difficult to find good mail help. That's it. I messed that up, didn't I?
Whoa. Okay. You know what? Mail help. You know what they're saying on Fox News? There's been fraud at the ballet. Yeah. All sorts of ballet fraud. I can't even believe it. You wouldn't think that this world had come to this.
That's ballot fraud and it's not real.
No, the ballet's a real place, Ebony. I got to teach you so much.
And Ebony's like, well, you said you don't want to talk about politics. I was like, okay. Like, you were the one who said, you just said we don't know who the president is yet, you know? So Ramona's like, well, you brought it up. You know what? Can we not talk politics, okay? You know what? I'm taking a step away. You know, I don't even know you well, and I feel like you're teaching me, okay? You're preaching, teaching. You're preaching, teaching me, okay? I don't like that. Teaching.
Ebony's like, tell me what I've taught you. Nothing. Nothing.
So Ramona's like, you know what? I'm walking away. I'll be right back. I'm coming back. So Ramona leaves the room. And then Ramona's like, you know what? Ebony's not having a conversation, okay? It's like she wants
to. She's talking to her dog, by the way. Ramona goes to sit on her bed and talk to Coco.
This is how Coco's last days are going to play out. This is just not. This dog deserves better. And so Coco, who has been on death's doorstep for about 5 years now, so she's like, you know what? It's like she wants to ram something down my throat, so to speak. And it's like, it's her way or no way. And she's sounding a little preachy, okay? Coco, we don't want to talk politics, okay?
Yeah, I don't want to be educated, okay? So Ebony is like, listen.
That could just be a motto for the show. I don't want to be educated.
I mean.
There's never been a more Ramona line uttered.
I don't want to be educated. Trust us, yeah. We can tell.
So, she's pissed off, so she's calming down with the dog. And Ebony's like, you know, Ramona just needs to understand that I'm trying to connect with her. Like, I don't give a fuck about your party or... You know, I don't care about that. I just want to know what your values are, which you're going to judge by her party. I mean, look, it's obvious what you're trying to do. Like, let's not pretend that you're not trying to do it, you know? Like, sitting and having an argument with Ramona and being like, well, you said you didn't want to talk about politics. Da, 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 da. It's like, of course you know what you're doing here. And it's leading to a very hilarious scene, I might say as well. Moment. So thank you for this gift.
So Ramona's like, you know what, Coco? This is why I'm not feeling well, okay? I have to put on my butterfly necklace, okay? This butterfly. It's me and Avery. Guess what? Guess what? We're like two butterflies that came together and became an onion, okay?
So Ebony's like, okay, Ramona, well, welcome back. Here's to the truth and here's to being authentic. She goes, I just want to have fun, okay? And she goes, but that's your white fragility talking, Ramona. She goes, you know what? You're preaching to me. You are. That's it. You're preaching. And she goes, you're gaslighting me, Ramona.
Well, it's like, you're preaching. I'm not. You are. That's gaslighting. I'm not gaslighting. I'm not gaslighting you. You're gaslighting me. Do you need some Maalox? Because you're very gaslighting right now. So
I invited you into my home. And she's like, but I want to have a real friendship with you, Ramona. Fine. You know what? Let's do that then. She goes, but you can't just like me when I only say what you want me to say. But doesn't that work both ways? I mean, Jesus Christ. Like, the woman will give you 97 chances to say the wrong thing constantly. But to like sit there and just try and like reel the wrong thing out of Ramona, you don't have to do that. You're putting in too much work here, okay? All you have to do is let Ramona do what she wants to. Have you over for dinner, have a normal conversation, and wait for her to step in a pile of shit. It'll take less than a minute, I guarantee you.
Well, you know what? I'm not going to step in a pile of shit because you know why? I don't want to talk political, okay? I don't want to talk race, religion, or creed, okay? Let's talk about a movie, okay? Ooh, I hear there's a movie that with Michael B. Jordan where he's a boxer. What's that called? Creed. I don't want to talk about Creed, okay?
You know what? Let's watch TV shows where all these families, they get into these cars and they go around the country and try to beat each other. It's an amazing race, Ramona. Oh, girl, mess it up again. Okay.
Whoa, how about we talk about something we all love? You know what? How about The Office? Don't we all love that show? What's the name of that crazy old man in the corner who's always doing crazy things? Creed. Oh my God, like how many times I have to tell you? Don't want to talk about this, okay?
So, let's see. So Ramona's like, well, you know what? You need to back off because the other girls feel like you're lecturing us. And so then we cut to the girls talking. And Sonia's like, well, you know, when you're with her, it's just her platform. You know, I mean, it's a big thing now. And we have to remember when this is all happening too, right?
Yeah.
This is like the election. This is all the BLM stuff. Like, this is a very, very intense time that this is all being filmed, right? So Sonia's like, well, this is all just huge now. Like, it's some, it's like a trend. Yeah. You know, it's like jelly shoes used to be. You know, she's just that girl with 20 pairs of jelly shoes.
Like slap bracelets. But, and she basically Sonia had a very, you know, diplomatically is like, I just wonder if she can talk about other subjects now. So, meanwhile, Ebony, by the way, I was feeling very bad for Ebony that she has to sit here and listen to Ramona berate her and say, like, you're lecturing. Like, yes, do I believe that Ebony was sort of turning what should have just been like a fun dinner party into something a little bit more, what's the right word? Sort of like more a little bit like wah wah, like a little bit more like that. Not, it's not a wah wah, but like, do I think that
Lebanon's it was like a field trip instead of a party, basically.
Right. Yes. But that being said, like, she is like, I do also think it's like disrespectful for Ramona to be standing there just like literally yelling at this woman. For just trying to share herself.
She's not lecturing her.
And her culture.
She's not lecturing her.
That's the other thing. She's not lecturing her.
She's not.
That's actually probably the most important thing.
All she said was,
all she said was, do you like that there's a woman? That's all she said. Do you like that there's a woman in the White Head? The White House. Sorry.
Well, that
just made that a lot grosser. But she's like, isn't it nice that there's a woman in the White House? And Ramona is slowly spiraling the fuck out of control.
Yeah, and literally. And like, here's Ramona so proud that she looked up the definition of microaggression. And then she's simultaneously projecting all sorts of rage onto Ebony is not existing at that moment. So it was like, I felt like this was like, it just was like, oh God, this really sucks that Ebony
has to put up with this. I think Ramona sees that Ramona feels like she's being set up to look like an idiot, right? So when Ebony immediately sits down and brings up the election, Ramona feels like she's being set up to look stupid. So I feel like that's what Ramona's fighting against. And I don't really feel that she's wrong. I just feel like she's setting it up in such a, or she's going about this in such a stupid way. Just say, yes, I'm glad to see a woman doing well. That's it. It would have been over, but she's going cuckoo now.
Well, yes.
And so she's going on with this whole thing. And she's like, you're too heavy. Okay. You know, it's just too serious. I just want to escape it. And Ebony's like, well, I don't have the privilege to escape. I can't escape. What am I supposed to take my skin off? Do you have a coat closet for my black coat, Ramona?
That was amazing. I love when she said that. Do you have a coat closet for my blackness?
Feeling attacked.
Like literally, like just going through all like the classic beats of white fragility. Feeling very attacked, okay? I tried to understand and I took things in and I'm actually, you know what? I didn't have to bring this up, but I'm going to. You can already say thank you ahead of time, okay? Because you know what? The other person I was going to bring up today was E.J. Walker, who was the first millionaire, and she was black, okay? Guess what? Here's a candle for you. It says E.J. Walker. Ebony's like,
it's C.J. Walker.
Whatever.
She's no, not whatever, Ramona. It's not whatever, Ramona. She goes, you know what? I'm going to go right now.
In her own apartment. I mean, go, okay? Because guess what? Some of us appreciate E.J. Walker and the fact that E.J. Walker did so much good work in Texas with the Rangers. That's Walker, Texas Ranger, a totally different thing, Ramona.
You know what? I have vertigo, and I'm really appreciative of Walkers. Okay, now you're not even trying, Ramona. All right.
You know what? So, I watched the show on HBO, and everyone was scared of the Walkers, but I wasn't. I was like, I welcomed them. They were all millionaires. Like, Ramona, you're literally just so... White Walkers is so not it. So then Ebony is like, well, I'm sorry. Ramona's like, you know what? Guess what? It was lovely to see you. And he's like, well, it wasn't lovely to see me because you're upset. And why? Like, we don't have to be upset. And I was like, because you corrected me, okay? Like, you're all like, whoa, it's not CJ, okay? It's not CJ. And Ebony's like, I didn't do that, right?
And she goes, you know what? You know what you should be saying instead of blah, 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 blah. You know what you should say? You should say, whoa, Ramona, it's incredible that you know the first millionaire woman was a black chick.
Like, what? She wanted a pat on the back for Googling one piece of information. This was like, I mean, this. She literally, first of all, she nearly paraphrased Aviva Drescher by saying that, like, I died.
I almost literally died. I laughed so fucking loud. Ramona goes, "You're correcting me like a teacher." Well, it's not her name, Ramona. Oh, you know what? That's not even the point. Okay. And she tells us that girl's just picking on me now. She's picking on me. So Ebony says, okay, well, Sonia Morgan mentioned the fact that she didn't like that you reposted the picture I posted of me and you, Ramona. And she's like, you know what? She's jealous. Sonia loves the attention. And when I show you attention, she gets jealous.
And Ebony's like, well, look who's lecturing now. Look who's lecturing now. And now Ramona is like, she has one of these moments where she realizes, like it's over. It's over. There's nothing she can do. So she then just starts sort of, like, laugh, crying, and sits down next to Ebony's, like,
she, like, falls on her on the couch.
That's like, wait, she's what? Like,
I felt attacked. She goes, I just want you to know who CJ Walker is, because I know you're going to go tell your friends. And not look good, okay? I'm not some big, scary monster, crazy lady, you know? I mean, Jesus Christ, I'm not a... Do you know what a no-fly zone is? It's like, you know what? No, I don't, and I don't want to be taught right now.
Okay, you know what?
I'm just going to assume it's a place where people get elected, okay, and not talk about it.
No fly zone. Is that a place where we don't have insects? Because I would appreciate that quite a bit. Thank you.
So she's like, you know what? I do want to know your feelings. I was up till 5 in the morning researching this shit. I have vertigo.
Shit. I love that. This shit. I was looking up this shit. CJ Alice Walker. Okay, this shit.
I have vertigo.
And Ebony goes, well, you're a strong white woman. And she goes, you're a strong black bitch. And she goes, that's right, Ramona. And so they end up, it ends up working out, and they're probably much closer now for it, you know. But oh my god,
it was so cringy, and then but then for it to somehow actually find resolution was kind of amazing. I still felt bad that Ebony had to endure that, but
I don't feel bad. I mean, I don't feel bad. I think that it's I think it's good. I mean, I think it's a good thing for Ramona. And I think that Ebony knows what she's getting into and is like being very patient. It's like Ramona's trying to leave her own house. Ebony's like, no, I'm going to sit here and we're not going to leave fighting over this stupid thing. We're going to fucking talk it through and we're going to be fine. Yeah. You know? Good for her. I mean, Jesus, this is hard. You know, it's got to be a really difficult position
like,
to be in.
This is like, I'm sure she probably would prefer to be spending her time doing something other than having Ramona Singer on her feet, lecturing her about like ABC Walker and, Ramona demanding, you know, applause for looking on Wikipedia for 30 seconds. And
well, but you say you want, you know, we're saying we want people like Ramona to learn. And Ramona is like, in her own crazy way, making an effort to learn. I'm like,
I mean, she oddly,
you know,
is,
people are, she's trying. I mean, I'm sorry. She is trying at least to do it. You know, it's like maybe she saw the Netflix movie something, but she's like, darn it. You know, I'm going to bring this up and show that I'm learning. And yeah, it's cringy, but you know, change isn't non-cringy. You know, you want people to open up their minds. Well, this is what it looks like. Yeah, okay.
Well, I felt bad that Ebony, like, that's great that people are changing. I just felt bad in that moment that Ebony had to sit there and, like, Ramona was gaslighting Ebony and that Ebony had to deal with that. I felt bad for her on that. But, you know, ultimately, it seemed like it arrived in a good place. And I'm sure that the benefits of it arriving in a good place, at least for now, outweigh the uncomfortable moments. And at the end of the day, for us, it was hilariously cringy, and that's kind of all we want from these shows sometimes. So another Roni in the books that leaves me speechless like the rest of this entire show's history. So anyway, guys, thank you so much for listening. We'd love to hear what you guys think about this mess. Please weigh in with your thoughts on everything, and we'll talk to you on the next episode where we're talking Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. And that will also be Crappins on Demand. So go to patreon.com/watchwhatcrappins, and we'll catch you in the next one.
Bye.
Bye. Watch What Crappins would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela.
Itchels. Dana C.
Dana Do.
Let's run some errands with Emily Ahrens.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Sip some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Just saying, okay.
She's always supplying, it's Kelly Ryan.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
You don't touch the Nicky Morgan letters.
There ain't no problem that Sarah Salvia can't solve ya.
The Bay Area Betches. Betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
Better than Tabbouleh, it's Annie and Julie.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
Always the wiser, it's Allison Weisler.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
She's cheese on a bagel, it's Megan Ragel.
Erica, 500 Days of Summers.
We will, Joanna Rockland, you.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
My favorite Murdo.
Karen McMurdo.
No one makes us feel well like Megan Cap Sewell. Mina Coochie Coochie Coochie.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
Sarah Greenwood, she only uses her power for good.
Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar. We love you guys.